Programmers, Inventors, and Wizards, or Life After Learning Programming. Upon some mastery of programming, perhaps modern JavaScript, a nice and rich language that spans apps, applications, servers, and web pages, you will feel like you are able to speak with a brand new language, and many of your first steps will reveal paths other programmers have taken. You stop seeing spreadsheets as tables and maybe view them as reduced visual programming without the drag and drop. And as you push visual programming to new heights and people tell you something like, "Spreadsheets do it better," you will have a massively overarching understanding that surpasses even those who invented visual programming and spreadsheets. You will become a master in your own domain. With countless experiments across many years, you will develop sharp new views and gain higher understanding in areas of your interests. And before you know it, enter the terra incognita, where you will be paving the way and building new pathways forward. Your diagrams will be scattered everywhere, and you will speak in your own terms, and often find it challenging to communicate with other programmers. Once you are able to turn your thoughts into actual machinery, you turn to building tools and supporting machines. You invent and reinvent factories and assembly lines, warehouses, and sometimes all in a single afternoon. You may take a concept you like and shift it to new vistas. Maybe take, "This page does not exist yet. Would you like to create it?" as you see it in Wikipedia and WikiWikis, and then create a text adventure game where you generate graphics with AI and maybe not even pixel art, and then select doors and various objects that you want to make interactive. With a single double click, you enter a blank room with a message, "This room is still empty. Do you want to create some more things in it?" And a few lazy afternoons or long holidays will help you build out an entire adventure world. And unlike any other, full of strange AI-generated art, characters with unique voices, also AI-generated, songs, and stories. For a few dollars, you can sell your game creation program or website membership to young people from all around the world, some of whom will connect their worlds together to make their games even bigger and more interesting. Or maybe you'll create some kind of a visual language to communicate music ideas, to create pop songs that shift instruments or genre or lyrics, maybe even with beautiful and strange pixel art that will scroll as the song plays, creating a visualization or maybe a storyline even. There are so many directions, especially now with AI, that it is unfair not to know how to create computer programs. Programming should be one of the first things you learn in school. That darn mitochondria can wait. Heck, you'll probably learn more about mitochondria by creating games about it. And with a little bit of work, you may be able to launch your first inventions in 7th grade. Imagine making more money than your parents and then bossing your dad around. Who wears the pants in your house? You do. But it is the inventing that is the most fun thing of them all. Making things born in your imagination real, like some kind of a wizard. A machine engineer or a car mechanic, for example, cannot change physics. But a programmer is not limited by any rules. If you want to change something big, you just create a new universe around your programs. For example, change desktops and Windows to a zooming user interface where windows are connectable by wires, where you can connect the digital camera app to a simple folder, or a gallery, or a website, or pass it through an AI before you save it somewhere else. Oh, how fun it is to daydream and scribble new ideas out on the back of an envelope to try to see how far you can take them in a universe of your own making. What was once boring afternoons, maybe in winter, now becomes barely enough time to sketch and try to implement, and there's never time to launch. And if you are the kind of a person that likes one idea, like games or helping other people learn programming, then the fun you have early on already begins to double as your life's work and legacy, where you simply cannot help but to change the world with just the raw force of time that you put behind your best inventions.